Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yud Ches, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalem Afa, Vadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Eloz Alipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. So, today's daf, and many of the ensuing dafin are going to discuss the halachos of Zika. Now, Zika is one of the most important points that underpin Masechtas Yevamos, and as a result, it requires its own introduction. We'll do the abbreviated introduction now, and then Be'ezus Hashem, one of these dafin will go into it a little bit more. So what exactly is Zika? Zika is an ishus, it's a bond, it's a relationship. When Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies with no children, Shimon now has a mitzvah to do yibum. If he chooses not to do yibum, there's a plan B, he could do chalitza. Before Shimon does anything, there's an automatic, natural, memela connection between Shimon and his eshes achiv, and Reuven's wife. That connection is what we know as Zika. So Zika is a connection between a man and a woman. A man and a woman that really are, if anything, in an erva relationship. Certainly there was no kedushin done, there was no nesuin done. But at the same time, because of the fact that there's a mitzvah to do yibum, that in and of itself creates a relationship between the man and the woman. It's an ishus type of relationship. It's what we know as Zika. Once we understand Zika, we can appreciate some of the most basic laws in Yevamos a little bit better. Number one, it says in the Torah that a Shemeres Yavam, that's a Yevama that's waiting for either Yibum or Chalitza to be done, has a Loisase in the Torah to get married. It says Loisia Eshes Hameis HaChutza LeEshzar. She's supposed to marry the Yavam, or at the very least, receive Chalitza. But before Yibum or Chalitza, there's a Lav, there's a Loisase in the Torah for this woman to marry an Eshzar, to marry someone that's not the Yavam. Why? Why is it not okay for her to get married? The teretz is Zika. Because right now, on some level, she is married. She's in an ishus relationship with a man. Who? The Yavam. What do you mean? The Yavam, it's her brother-in-law. True, but that's one of the chedushim in the parsha of Yevamos, that once a woman falls liyibum, there is some sort of relationship between the Yavam and the Yevama. That ishus is so strong that it now states that if this woman wants to go marry somebody else, it's not going to be okay. An ishus ish is not let her get married. So to a woman that has Zika would not be able to get married either. When we understand Zika, we can appreciate a little bit better what Chalitza is. Chalitza is a form of gerushin. Now, of course, Chalitza has soidos involved. The Zohar talks about it. But at the same time, there's also an idea that Chalitza is severing some sort of issues. What's the raya to this? The raya is that a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Midai raisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Parsha Zamar. Midrabanan, a kohen's also not allowed to marry a chalutza. Because on some level, a chalutza is like a grusha. Now, what's the connection between a chalutza and a grusha? When you understand Zika, you can appreciate it. Because when a woman is in a state of being a yavama, when she falls liyibum, there's now some sort of ishus between her and the yavam. So much so, loisia eshes hameis achutza lijzar. The chalitza goes and it severs that ishus, which is essentially what gerushin does. So just like the Torah said that a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha, you could see why the rabbanon would decide to expand that halacha, and they would say that a kohen is also not allowed to marry a chalutza. But the concept of chalitza isn't just a mitzvah. It's not just a plan B. It's not just some esoteric heebie-jeebie thing. It is that too. But it's not just that. It's also severing a zika. And because there's a zika, it needs to be severed in order for it to be able to get married. That's why chalutza throughout Shas is treated midrabanan like a grusha is midday raisa. And again, it's all based on the fact that there's something called Zika. Another thing that we could appreciate better once we understand Zika is the idea that yibum creates ishus. And it creates ishus just like kedushin and chuppah creates ishus. Meaning the final product after yibum happened is that you have ulakacha loy leisha. She's married to this yavam now in the fullest sense. Now, it's a chiddush. Why? Because ordinarily, marriage happens in two phases. First, there's kedushin, also known as erisin, and then afterwards, there's nesuin, also known as chuppah. Kedushin, Erisin, that's the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, or Isha Niknes, Besholish Drachim, Bekesef, Shtar Ubiya, and then there's Nesuin, which is Chuppah, and that's the Yichud Room, etc., etc. But marriage happens in two phases. When it comes to Yibum, there aren't two phases, all there is one phase. All it is a Maisa Biya Ba'alma, and that somehow consummates the Ishus to the point where this woman and this man will be married as if they had Chuppah the Kedushin. How's that possible? How do you understand that? The Teretz is Zika. Because when the Yavam and the Yavama meet for the first time, they already have an Ishus relationship between the two of them. The Gemara's Lashon is, Isha Hiknu Leiman HaShamayim. There's already an Ishus that happened in Shamayim, also known as Zika. So being that there already is an Ishus, so really they don't need to go now and do a Kedushin again. They have something that is similar to that, known as Zika. What do they need to do? They just need to consummate it. So the B is able to consummate it. Meaning if the Yibum was starting from scratch, then Anachanami, maybe it wouldn't work, but it's not starting from scratch. Because before the Yibum, there already is an Ishus. Who created this Ishus? Yishek Lam and Hashemayim. But the bottom line is, when you understand Zika, we can understand, again, these are the most basic, fundamental, foundational principles in the world of Yavamis. The Loisa say in the Torah of Lersiya, Ishus HaMesa Chutzal Lishzar, Chalitza, and the concept that a Bia, in and of itself, when it comes to Yibum, is able to create an Ishus that ordinarily would require Chuppah, and ordinarily would require Kedushin. So that's what Zika is. Stating that, we're about to learn a Gemara that's going to begin with a Machloikis Amayroim, which we'll see was really a Machloikis Tanoim, a Machloikis that was Oymed Berumoy Shal Oyla Mamish, and that is Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, which at the surface sounds like the Tanoim and Amayroim were arguing whether in fact there's something called Zika. Yesh Zika, yeah, there's something called Zika. Ein Zika, no such thing as Zika. We just said that Zika underpins the entire Yavamis. There can't be a mandama that holds Ein Zika. So what then does it mean when the Gemara says Ein Zika? So we're going to see that the machloikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika is not whether there's Zika or not. Everybody agrees there's Zika. But the question is, how fast is this Ishus? How strong, how powerful is this Zika in terms of being able to now start dictating different halachas that usually would only apply in the event that there was a real bona fide Ishus? The mandama that holds Yesh Zika, that we're going to see in a moment, holds that Zika's olim, it's takif, it's stark, it's fest, it's like a real Ishus. The mandama that has Ein Zika holds, of course the Zika's there, but it's not so strong. It's not so fast. Moshe l'ma adav adayma. We know there's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Masech de Shabbos. Whether yeah mukta or no mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mukta. Rabbi Shimon's less lay mukta. But we spoke out countless times that even Rabbi Shimon that's less lay mukta, of course he holds a mukta. In fact, one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas is trying to understand when Rabbi Shimon holds a mukta, when he doesn't hold a mukta. I thought Rabbi Shimon is less lay mukta. The teretz is Rabbi Shimon is just less lay mukta in the sense that qualitatively he is a big makel when it comes to mukta. He was less Islay the Chaymer of Mukta, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda was Islay the Chaymer of Mukta. Another marshal, and that is the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma Daf Chafal from the base. Another Gemara we talk about a lot that in the second base Hamikdash there were five things lacking that the Yidden had in the first base Hamikdash. One of them was the Shechina. The Gemara says there was no Shechina during the second base Hamikdash. Is it possible there was no Shechina in the second base Hamikdash? Every Mikdash Maat, every time you have 10 Yidden that come together, Shechinta Shaya. So how is it possible in the base Hamikdash where the Chetza of a Mikdash is Va'asuli Mikdash V'shach? There was no Shechina. The Torah says, what does it mean there was no Shechina? Relative to the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shechina. The first Beis HaMikdash, oh, there was Shechina. Over here, not so much Shechina. It's in that same vein that there was a machloik as Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. The man that holds Yesh Zika, very much Zika. The man that holds Ein Zika, yeah, of course, is a Zika, but not on the same level. This is critical because we're going to see the words Ein Zika repeat itself again and again and again. And it's very easy to forget and to be misled that the man that holds Ein Zika holds there's no such thing as Zika. Sheke v'chazav. That's not true. Avada, everybody holds the Zika. That's Loisiya Eshes HaMeis HaChutz HaLishzar. That's understanding Chalitza a little bit better, and specifically why a Chalitza is like a Grusha. That's why a Bia is able to consummate an Ishus where ordinarily you would need Chuppah the Kedushin. It's all because of the fact that there's Zika. What is the Mandama that holds Ein Zika say to that? He just says that Zika is not Mamish like an Ishus. The Mandama that holds Yesh Zika holds, it is Mamish like an Ishus. So, practically speaking, what's the nafkamina in the shayla of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? Again, everyone holds a Zika. The question is, how far do we take it? Do we take it so far, or do we not take it as far? So we'll mention two nafkaminas. One that's going to be prominently featured in today's daf and really throughout the entire Masechta. And the other one, which comes up a little bit, but just two nafkaminas as it relates to Poshit Pshat. It's a very, very important hakdama. Poshit Pshat in terms of what exactly was the machloikis as it relates to Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. The first nafkamina is, the halacha is, if someone is married, he is now not allowed to marry any of his wife's kroivim. Just like a person's own kroivim are arayas to him, so too a person's wife's kroivim are also arayas to him. So for example, there's an erva called achoisai, there's also an erva called achoisishtai, there's an erva called imoi, there's also an erva called chamoisai. It's the same thing. A person's own sister, a person's wife's sister, a person's own mother, a person's wife's mother. Bitoi, bas ishtai. Right? That's the halacha. What happens if you have a yavam and a yavam? So, no Yibam happened, no Maimer happened, no Chalitza happened, nothing happened. Right now, there's a Yavam and a Yavam. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, leaves over no children. And now, Eishes Reuven falls li Yibam to Shimon. Nothing happened yet. All there is right now is a Zika. Would it be Aser for Shimon to marry Reuven's wife's sister? Would it be Aser for Shimon to marry Reuven's wife's mother? You'd say, why not? What's the big deal? I'll tell you why. Because right now there's a Zika relationship between Shimon and Reuven's wife. If there's a Zika, it's like an ishos. And just like a person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, maybe he can't marry achos kukasa. He can't marry the sister of this woman who has a Zika to him. Just like a person's not allowed to marry his wife's mother, so maybe to marry the mother of skukasa would also be a problem. It's going to be clear in the sukkis that this is the primary nafgamina between the man that holds Yesh Zika and the man that holds Ein Zika. The man that holds Yesh Zika holds that Zika is so stark that it creates Yisurei Erva. And it's for that reason a person would not be able to marry Achai Skukasai, or the mother of Skukasai, or Bas Skukasai, etc., etc. The man that holds Ein Zika holds, it's Layalim. Of course there's something called Zika, but at the same time it's not so stark, it's not so fast, and as a result, all these halachas, the man Ein Zika, would not apply. Now to be clear, again, the entire daf is going to deal with this. The iser achos kukasai lemanda amar yesh zika is only an iser derabbanan. Meaning, even though zika is really a principle midday raisa, lo yisi eishes amesa chutz lizar is a day raisa, chalitza is a din day raisa. The fact that yibum consummates the marriage without anything else is a day raisa. So the yisoid of zika is a din day raisa. It's not a rabbinic institution. It's very much something that's rooted in the psukim in the Torah and Masechtas Yevamos. But at the same time, as it relates to the man that holds Yesh Zika, who says that there's going to be Yisurei Harayas related to the idea of Zika, that's Pashut. All those Yisurei Harayas are only going to be Yisurei Derabanan. They're not going to be Yisurei Derayas. The other nafkamina between the man that holds Yesh Zika and Zika is there's a halacha that if a married woman makes a neder, her husband's allowed to be made for the nether. So if a married woman makes the nether, the husband decides he doesn't like this nether, it's just not something that he's interested in dealing with, so he has a schus, he has a right to go and to be made for the nether. So here's the question. What happens if a yavam, a shemeris yavam, would make the nether? Would the yavam have a right to be made for the nether, or would not have a right to be made for the nether? It's a Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, and Perek, Naira Murasa, and the end of Masechtas Nedarim, where the Mishnah's toilet in this Shaila, Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? The man that holds Yesh Zika holds it's a real Ishus. If it's a real Ishus, just like a man's allowed to be made for Nidre Yeshtoi, so to the Yavim's going to be able to be made for Nidre Yevimtoi. The man that holds Ein Zika holds, you're not going to be able to do it. Again, these are just two nafkaminas, certainly the most primary nafkaminas, as it relates to the Sugi of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. And on that note, it's a straightforward daf. It's a Yavamist daf, so it's a little bit of cases, but at the same time, a very, very straightforward daf. The entire daf today is going to discuss the machloikis and shas of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, and then we'll have some fun in the room. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. A Shemeres Yavam that dies. So Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died, he left over no children. So now Reuven's wife is a Shemeres Yavam. She falls the Yibum to Shimon. Now, Eishes Reuven died. So Rav Huna said, I was Mekabel from my Groyser Rebbe, Rav. He said, Mutter be'imo. If the Yavam, Shimon now, wants to marry Reuven's wife's mother, that's okay. Zokta Gemara, Alma Kosafar. You see, that Rav Huna Marav must have been of the opinion, Ein Zika, that there's no zika. And again, what does it mean, no zika? Of course there's zika. But that zika is not olam to be able to create isurei erva. Because if you're going to tell me that zika is able to create isurei erva, so how could Shimon marry the mother of Eshes Ruvain? She's chamoisai. She's his shviger. Now, she's not really his shviger, but through zika she is. So if you're going to tell me that there's a halach of yesh zika, so that would be a problem. Must be yos ain zika. So essentially what Rav Huna Merav was saying in a long-winded way, I mean, not that long-winded, but longer than it really had to be, is ain zika. He'd rather pick the case of ain zika. But essentially what he's saying is ain zika. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, so why did Rav Huna Merav have to tell me the halacha of ain zika? Meaning, why did he have to be so specific and tell me a story? He should have just simply said, Ein Zika. There's a man number that holds Ein Zika. And here's the punchline. It's a Tana that holds Ein Zika. And because there's a Tana that holds Ein Zika, really all Rav Huna Merav had to do was tell me that there's a Tana that holds Ein Zika, and I paskin like the Tana that holds Ein Zika. Why did he have to tell me a case? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because Hamar Achi, had he said that the Halach is like the man that holds Ein Zika, have a mina, I would have thought, Hanimi betrayed. That the only time there's Ein Zika is if there's two Yevamim. So if Reuven dives, leaves over Yevama, and two brothers, Shimon and Levi, you would think that maybe over there Ein Zika, Aval Bechad, but in a case where there's only one brother, Yej Zika, I would have thought that the Halach is Yej Zika. So it's for that reason he had to be clear that even when there's only one brother, even then the halacha is going to be Ein Zika. So what's the svara l'chalek between one brother or two brothers as it relates to Zika? It's intuitive. You can understand. If there's two brothers, so you don't really know who this Yavam is going to end up marrying. So because you don't know who she's going to marry, over there we'll say Ein Zika. But if there's only one Yavam, so you know for sure who she's going to marry, it's Yoisim Stavr to say that maybe Yej Zika. So the Gemara says that Rav Huna Merav was just afraid that had he simply said Ein Zika, you would have thought by two Yavam and Ein Zika. But maybe by one Yavam, you would think Yej Zika. That's why he wanted to be clear that even by one Yavam, still the Halach is going to be Ein Zika. Now Rashi explains with Tosef as beer why there would have been a Havamina, that had Rav Huna Merav simply said Ein Zika, that maybe it's only Ein Zika b'shnei Yevamim. So Rashi says the reason is because the primary Shita in Shas, and really the primary Machloikis in Shas, whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, is talking about a case where there were actually two brothers. The case is something that we're going to see at the end of the daf, but Rashi quotes it right away. It's a Mishnah in Perek HaChayletz, L'kaman Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing where there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, he left over no children, and then Shimon went, and he was Mekadesh, the sister of the Yevam. Shimon was Mekadesh, the Yevama's sister. So Rabbi Huda ben Beseira said, Oimrim lazeh, we tell this brother, Hamtein, don't go and do Nisuin, meaning don't have any Bia, until your brother Levi goes and does Yibam. The reason is because until there's a Yibam or a Chalitza done, so this woman that you were just Mekadesh is the sister of the woman that you have Zika to. And there's something called a chayisku kasoi, and as a result, it's going to be a problem. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira essentially was saying Yesh Zika. The case of Yesh Zika was not with the mother, that's our case, but it was with a sister, right? Clear, there were two brothers. One of the brothers was Mekadesh, the sister. He wants to now go ahead and get married. He set a date for a chasana. So we say, no, don't get married yet. Why not? Because you're marrying the sister of a woman that you have Zika to. So wait until your brother does either Yibam v'chalitza, and once he does that, then it's going to be fine. Then you'll be able to get married. Now the Gemara says, V'amra Shmuel said, that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rashi says that from the fact that Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's implied that not everyone agreed with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. There must have been chalken on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. There must have been those that said, no, it's not a problem. Don't worry about Achoy Sku Kasai. Why? Because if everybody agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, why is Shmuel saying that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Yesh Zika. It's implied from Shmuel that the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What did they hold? Ein Zika. So Rashi says, this is the Ikur Shit in Shas that holds Ein Zika. The primary Machloikis is the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chacham. Now, in this Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds Yesh Zika even by two Yavamim. There's two Yavams over here. That's the case. One brother married the sister, and we tell him, wait until your other... Oh, so clearly there's two brothers. But the man that holds Ein Zika, in this case, said Ein Zika when there are two Yevamim. That's Pshat in the Gemara's Akrashi. That's why you would have thought, had Rav Huna Merav simply said that Halach is like the man that holds Ein Zika, I would have thought, you know who he means. He means the Chachamim in the Mishnah, the Kamad, Daf Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. And those Chachamim are clearly talking about a case where there were two Yevamim. So being that the two Yevamim, maybe over there there's Ein Zika. But Loilam, if there would be one Yevam, maybe it would be Yesh Zika. That's why he wanted to be clear that even by one Yevam, he spelled it out. He gave a case where there was only one Yevam, and he said, Halach over there is Ein Zika. But the Gemara goes right. Why didn't Rav Huna Marav say that I hold Ein Zika even when there's one brother? What does this mean? So Rashi says, because there is a Tana in Shas that clearly said Ein Zika even when there's Chad Yavam. Rashi says, who's that Tana? It's Rabbi Akiva. It's discussing Afaras Nadarim. That's the other Nafgimita that we mentioned in the introduction, where Rabbi Akiva says that one Yavam can't be made for the Nadarim of his Yavama because he holds Ein Zika. And that's even Bechad Yavam. So you see clearly that even Bechad Yavam, the halacha is Ein Zika. So the Gemara says, why Rav Huna Marav need to be particular? Why do you have to get all detailed and nuanced to tell me the exact case of Ein Zika? There is a mandama that holds Ein Zika, afilu Bechad Yavam. So let him just say that. Halacha is like that mandama. So the Gemara says, Yomar Hachi, had he said this, I would have thought, afilu Michayim. I would have thought that if the halacha is Ein Zika, even Bechad Yavam, it's a gevaldik. The halacha is always Ein Zika. So what does that mean? That means if there's a Shemeres Yavam, and now the Yavam wants to marry the Shemeres Yavam's mother, it's going to be okay, right? If Ein Zika, Ein Zika. Kamash Malon, there was a Chiddush that he wanted to say. La'achar Misa in Michayim Loi. That the only time it's mutter for him to go ahead and marry the relative, even if you hold Ein Zika, it's only if the Yavama dies. But as long as the Yavama is alive, it's not okay. And the reason is, Mishum Da'asal of Atal Mitzvah's Yavamin. Because the minute this Yavam goes and marries the mother, what happens? At this point, he can't be miyabim anymore, the Yavama. The reason is because now she's an Erva, so it's impossible for him to be miyabim her. So even if you hold Ein Zika, but at the same time, you're not supposed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, and if he's going to go ahead now, and he's going to marry the mother, he won't be able to do yibum anymore with the Yavama, that's the daughter. So therefore, Rav Huna Marav said like this, I hold Ein Zika, and I hold Ein Zika even b'chad yavam, but at the same time, I also hold asal matel mitzvah yivama. So the only time Ein Zika is going to play itself out is after the Yavama dies. At this point, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. Now it's just the shayla, yesh zika, ain't zika. Was there enough of an ishus to create a rayas, or was there not enough of an ishus to create a rayas? I hold ain't zika, it's not going to be a problem. But kol kama the yavama is alive, it's going to be a problem, not because of zika, but because of asal avatul mitzvah yavama. So Rav Huna Marav wanted to teach me two halachas. He wanted to teach me the halacha of ain't zika, afilu b'chad yavam. He also wanted to teach me the halacha that asal avatul mitzvah yavama. That's why he spelled it out. Bokzener. He made it clear. Shemeres yavam, shemeso, muter be'imo. You see everything there. Number one, you see Ein Zika. You see it even Bechad Yavam, because there's no mention of a second brother over here. And you also see that it's only Mutter once she dies, the Shemeres Yavam. So you're not messing up your mitzvahs Yibam. But as long as she's alive, because of Asa Levata, mitzvahs Yibam, it wouldn't be okay. Zok Martina, we learned in the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is also later in Perek Acholetz, Yivinte Shemeso, Mutter Bachoysa. If a person has a Yavam, the Yavam dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. So you have a Yavam and a Yavama. The Yavama dies. So the halach is the Yavam's allowed to marry the sister of the Yavama. It sounds like he's only allowed to marry the sister, but he's not allowed to marry the mother. You know what this sounds like? This sounds a lot like Yesh Zika. What does that mean? To marry the Yavama's mother is not okay because of Zika. That created Isurei Erva, that's going to be a problem. Why are you allowed to marry your sister? Oh, that's poshet. The reason he's allowed to marry your sister, because even his wife's sister he's allowed to marry once she dies. So kavachayim if she's a skuka. So isn't this the biggest riot in the world? Yesh zika is a kashan, Rav Huna Marav. So the Gemara says, like, who didn't feel be'ima? Maybe I'll tell you, yivimte shemesa, not just mutter b'achoyso, even mutter be'ima. Aye, so why did we say mutter b'achoyso? Say a much bigger chiddush. Say mutter be'ima. V'ay, the tana reish, ish de shemesa, mutter b'achoyso. Because if you look at the reish of the Mishnah, the Mishnah had just said that if a person's wife dies, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. That's, of course, only a sister, not a mother, right? The erev of achis ishtoi is a chiddush. It says in the Torah, aleh, b'chayeh. So it's only asur as long as his wife's alive. But once his wife dies, it's not a problem anymore. The havel yisura dayraisa. And over there, if he would marry his wife's mother after his wife dies, that would be a regular isur dayraisa. Tananami seifa mutav achis. Therefore, in the seifa, we mentioned achis also. Being that the reish of the Mishnah was talking about the erev of achis ishtoi. So therefore, in the case of Zika, we also mentioned the case of achis ishtoi. But lo'olam, as it relates to Zika, as it relates to the arayos of your skuka, Ein Zika, and as a result, it doesn't matter if it would be Achoysa, if it would be Ima, the halacha would always be the same. So Ad Kan, this is the first sheet in the Gemara. It's Rav Huna in the name of Rav, who said, Ein Zika, afilu b'chad yavam, right? The Gemara said, a svara, maybe between mechali, between one yavam and two yavam, but Ein Zika, afilu b'chad yavam, that's number one. And number two, That's only after the Yavama already dies. But as long as the Yavama is alive, then you're not let him marry the erva of the Yavama, because that's now going to disallow you from being able to do Yibum and Asa Levato Mitzvahs Yavam. It says the Gemara, there was another sheet of Rabbi Huda. My Rabbi Huda said, Shemeres Yavam Shemeisav, Shemeres Yavam dies, Asa Be'imo, you're not let him marry the mother, the exact opposite of Huna Rav. So Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Shemeres Yavam Shemeisav, what's the halacha? Mutter Be'imo. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shemeres Yavam Shemeisav, Asa Be'imo. Why didn't he simply say Yesh Zika? Why does he have to spell out the halacha? Just say Yesh Zika. Had he said Yesh Zika, I would have thought, that it's only by one brother you say Yesh Zika. I will betray Ein Zika. But maybe if there's two brothers, you don't say Yesh Zika. So therefore, he wanted to be clear that he holds Yesh Zika in all cases, says the Gemara. Vaki pligi, betray pligi. How could you tell me that you would have thought Yesh Zika only by one Yavam, not by two Yavamim? We said earlier, what was the primary case of the Machloik is Yesh Zika, Ein Zika? It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said Yesh Zika even when there's two brothers. That was the whole case. There's a Yavamim. One brother was Makadish, the sister. So we tell him, Ham Tein Achi Yasa Chichamaisa. So you see, Yesh Zika is even by two brothers. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eli, Amar Hachi, there's a different reason why we said it this way. Because had he simply said, Yesh Zika, how about me? I would have thought Michaim. Maybe that's only as long as the Yavam is alive. But you would think that maybe Zika doesn't work. Maybe Zika doesn't survive the death of the Yavam. And just to appreciate this a little bit better, and that is all these Suri Arayas, this is Pasha, but all these Suri Arayas survive death. Meaning, if a man is married to a woman, all his wife's close relatives are usher to him as an erva. Her daughter, her sister, her mother, right? They're all that rise. What happens after the wife dies? So with the exception of Achos Ishtoi, all the arayas remain aser. That's a chiddush haTorah, but that's the way it is. So Zok de Gemara, that had Rav Yehuda simply said, Yesh Zika, so you would have thought, yeah, Yesh Zika, Zika's like an Ishtos, but only as long as the Yavama is alive. And maybe once the Yavama dies, at that point, Pakala Zika. Maybe Zika's not like a real Ishtos, that it could survive the death of the woman. Kamash Malon, the Zika Bechti Loipaka. Zika doesn't just go away. Doesn't work that way. And just like Ishtos doesn't just go away, Zika also doesn't go away. And the way Rav Yehuda spelled it out was by saying, Shemeres Yavam, even Shemesa, even if she died, still Asa Be'ima, to teach us not only the halacha of Yesh Zika. Yeah, for that he could have simply said Yesh Zika. But he wanted to be clear that Zika Bechti Loipaka, that it survives the death of the woman. And just like a regular Yisurei Erev, a regular Ishtos is going to, this is going to be the same thing. Zok to Gemara, Levi Mesai Yelei, Luchuri, could bring a raya to Rav Yehuda's Yesh Zika. Yivimta Shemesa, if Yavama dies, Mutabach Chayso. Halacha is that now the Yavam is allowed to marry her sister. It sounds like only the sister is allowed to marry, not the mother, right? Why does it sound like in Yesh Zika? Because if you're also not allowed to marry Ima, then the Mishnah should have said Ima. Because Achoisa is not a Chiddush. Because Achois Ishto is also Mutter after the wife dies. So Kavuchayim Achois Kukasa would be Mutter after the Zakuka dies. So look, from the fact that we mentioned only Achoisa and not Ima, isn't that a Raya that Yesh Zika? The Gemara says, not Lo, who wouldn't definitely be Ima? Maybe even Ima would also be Mutter. Meaning, maybe really ain't Zika. So why did it say Achoisa? I did Tani Reisha Ishto, Shemesa, but the Achoisa, being that the Reisha is talking about a real Deiraisa case of where a person's wife dies, and over there it's only Mutter Achoisa, right? Dafka Achoisa, Avli Yimaloi. Davli Isur Deiraisa, that's really Isur Deiraisa. Tani Nami Sefer, Mutter Achoisa. Therefore, in the Sefer, we also mention Mutter Achoisa. Bottom line is that we have a Machloikis, Amayroim, Rav Huna Amarav on the one hand, Rav Yehuda on the other hand, whether Yesh Zika, or whether Ein Zika. So Rav Huna Amar Rav said, Ein Zika, Rav Yehuda said, Yesh Zika. Zok to Gemara. Masiv Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya asked the Kasha on Rav Yehuda, on the second sheet in the Gemara, on the sheet of the Gemara that holds Yesh Zika. And the Gemara's Kasha is going to be from our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Eshesach Shloi Hayabai Lamai, which is precisely why we're learning this Mishnah right now. So let's just chazer over the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses Ketzad Eshes Achav Shloi Hayabai Lamai. Rashi explained, what does it mean, Ketzad? Ketzad Paiteres Sarasa. What's the case that in Eshesach Shloi Hayabai Lamai, Patez Zatzar? The case was where Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died, and before Shimon had an opportunity to do Yibum, Levi was born. Then Shimon did Yibum. Shimon had another wife, and then Shimon died. So that two women fell a Yibum, not a Levi. One was Eshes Ruvein, who's the Eishes actually Hayu Ba'olam, because Reuven died before Levi was born, and the other one is Shimon's other wife. That's not an Eishes actually Hayu Ba'olam. So the Mishnah said Harishayna, or maybe the Shniya, like the Gemara said, but Harishayna, the first wife, she's the Eishes actually Hayu Ba'olam, and the other one is going to be the Tzar. Right? That was the case of Eishes actually Hayu Ba'olam. We actually need the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what happens if Shimon, instead of doing Yibum to Eishes Reuven, he only did Maimer to Eishes Reuven? So again, what's Maimer? Let's chazer. Maimer is Kedushin. Not Bia, that's Yibum, but Kesef Ushtar. Talach is Midai Raisa, Maim is garnished. It's Midrabanan, however, that it's something, and we look at it as a quasi-Ishas. So what would happen if Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Reuven, and then Shimon died again and left over another wife? So the wife that he did Maimer to was Eishes Reuven, she's Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamai. His natural wife is not an Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamai. So the Talach is that Reuven, Levi, is going to have a chiyuv to do chalitza to Shimon's regular wife. Why? He can't do yibum because Maimer on some level works. And because Maimer on some level works, so what comes out is that Eishes Shimon is a tsaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'ilamai al yidei the Maimer, which at the very least disallows Levi from doing Yibum, but at the same time, Potter B'loi Klumi Efsher, there's still a lav in the Torah V'lai Si'e Eishes HaMesachutz HaLishzar. He still has to do Chalitza because Maimer on some level doesn't work. And on the tzad that Maimer doesn't work, what ends up happening is that the wife of Shimon is not a tsaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'ilamai. So therefore, the Allah is Chaylatzes V'loi Mesiah B'emes. So on that note, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Chiya, the Mishnah said, also by Maimer Umeis, what happens if Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Reuven, then he died? Shnei Chalitza, let me say Bemes. So the halacha is that Eishes Reuven, Reuven's natural wife, is going to require Chalitza, not Yibum. Zok to Gemara, time of the Abba Maimer. It sounds like the only time that halacha is Chalitza, let me say Bemes, is when Shimon did a Maisa. Shimon did Maimer. He didn't do Yibum. If he does Yibum, then that's Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamai, and Shimon's other wife is a Tzaris Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamai. If he did only Maimer, Chalitza. But what would be Haloi Avadba Maimer? Let's say he wouldn't have done Maimer, do nothing. Right, what would be if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, leaves over no children, and then Levi's born, and then Shimon dies. He just dies. Nothing happened. He didn't do Yibum, he didn't do Maimer, he just dies. And he had a wife. What would be the halacha then, from Levi's perspective, as it relates to Eishna Shimon? It sounds like Shnei Nami Yevum Miyabma. If Levi would decide that he wants to be Miyabim, Shimon's wife, of course he could. Right? If Shimon did Yibum, let's get this clear, then Shimon's other wife is a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai. If Shimon did Maimer, so then she's a quasi Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai. So what do you do whenever you have quasi in Yavam? It's Chalitza, no Yibum, right? That's always the Eitzah. But what happens if Shimon would do nothing? If Shimon would do nothing, then I don't know, nothing. So then, Shimon's wife is a regular Yavama. She's a regular Yavama, then L'chaira Levi could do Yibam. Fake the Gemara of Gishmak HaKashiv. I am Yesh Zika. But if you're going to tell me Yesh Zika, then it comes out Havilot Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shloihoyo Ba'olamai B'Zika. It should come out that Shimon's other wife is a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoyo Ba'olamai. How so? Through Zika. Because Shimon was married to his wife, and he had Zika to Eishes Reuven. So if Zika's a Zach, and it creates Inyone Erva, so it comes out, there is a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai, even if Shimon does nothing. And in the Mishnah, it's Mavur not that way. Because in the Mishnah, it's Mavur that only if Shimon does Maimer, do we see a Tzad Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai, with Halacha now it's going to be that Levi has to do Chalitza. But if he would do not Maimer, he would do nothing, it sounds like he could even do Yibam. Right, the Gemara Bishlam, if you hold Ein Ziko, that if Shimon dies without doing Maimer, so the other wife of Shimon, or the only wife of Shimon, is not a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai at all. Shimon didn't do Yibam, he didn't even do Maimer. So there's no relationship between these two women. But if Yesh Zika, then there's very much a relationship between these two women. Because Shimon has Zika to Eishes Reuven, he's married to his own wife, Eishes Shimon. So on some level, there's a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai. Now it's at the Rabbanan Diga level, but it should be enough to say that you should have to do Chalitza. That's the Gemara's kasha. Oh my Rabbi said, "Who had the Afak after Yavu Ba'Maimer Shnei Michutz Chalitza?" I'll tell you that Lo'olam, even if Shimon would not have done Maimer, the halacha maybe would have been the same. Chiddush. And a chinami. The rabbi says, it's such a nice cheshbon. I agree with it 100%. And I think that's the halacha. And really, the safe of the Mishnah, if it wanted to say a case of Tzaris Eishas Ach Shalai Ba'ilama, where you have to do Chalitza, that could have been the case. The case could have been where Shimon did nothing. He didn't do Maimet Garnish Katan. Shimon just died. And through the Halach of Yesh Zika, that's enough to say that Eishas Shimon is a Tzaris Eishas Ach Shalai Ba'ilama. So if that's the case, Vadik Tani Maimer. So why did the Mishnah say Maimer? It's just an extra step. Why are we talking about Shimon did Maimer? If Shimon does nothing, the Halach is the same. It's just an unnecessary, superfluous piece of information. He does Maimer Chalitza? If he doesn't do Maimer Chalitza, so why are we talking about Maimer? So the Gemara says, Lafuki mi Beishamai. Maybe the Tana, the Mishnah, wanted to come, Lafuki mi Beishamai, the Amri Maimer Koyme Kinyan Gomer. Beishamai has a sheet that the Maimer is actually Koyme Kinyan Gomer. That Maimer is the real thing. So if Maimer is Koyme Kinyan Gomer, so then the Tsaras Eishasach Shloi Bailome, Ayude Maimer is a regular Tsaras Eishasach Shloi Bailome, and there would be no Yibam, and there would be no Chalitza. Now, just so happens, Beishamai Shita is that Tsaras Erva does need Yibam for Chalitza, but in Beisil's world, if the time of the Mishnah held that there's something called Tzaras Erva, and also held like Beis Shammai that Maimer is Koyne Kinyan Gomer, so it would come out that the Tzaras Eishasach Shalai Ba'ilama is a regular Tzaras Eishasach Shalai Ba'ilama. Kamash Malon, that Maimer is not Koyne Kinyan Gomer, all it is this quasi Eishas, and therefore the Halach is going to be Chaylatz Flamis Sabemis. But you want to know what the Halach would be if there's no Maimer? It's totally in Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, and Enochinami if you hold Yesh Zika, the Halach would be Chaylatz Flamis Sabemis. Okay, Isa Ve'abai. So Abai asked the kasha. And the kasha that Abai is going to ask now is essentially going to be the same kasha that we just asked. We just asked it from a diak in a Mishnah, where it was mashma a little bit, that the tzaras, eishasach shloi ba'ilamai, the zika is not a tzaras, eishasach shloi ba'ilamai. The Gemara deflected the diak. Abai is going to ask it from a mefurish shabraisa. Shnei achim ba'ilamach. There were two brothers that were living in the world at the same time. Umeis echem yehabalei vlad. And one of them died, Ruvain. He left over no children. And then Shimon got up. He says, I'm going to do Maimer. For like his big losses by Maimer. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer. Until Levi was born. Umeis. And then, before Shimon got a chance to do Maimer, he died. So the halach is, these two women now fully yibum to Levi. Who are the two women? Number one, Eishas Ruvain, who's the Eishas Achshloi Hayabai Lamai. And then Eishas Shimon, because Shimon just died as well. So now, like, so we show you know, Eishas Ruvain is the Eishas Achshloi Hayabai Lamai. Vishni, as it relates to Eishas Shimon, if you want to do Yibam, you can do Yibam. If you want to do Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. Meaning, she's not considered a tzaris eishas ach shloi ba'ilomai, not midai raisa, not midai rabbanon. This is checkmate. So, now if you're going to tell me yesh zika, have a tzaris eishas ach shloi ba'ilomai bezika. It's going to be tzaris eishas ach shloi ba'ilomai bezika. So it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said yesh zika. I have a raya nish from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah we could be daicha. But the same exact halach is that we thought was Medoik in the Mishnah, was Mefurish in the Braisa. Not shockingly, the Braisa is always a little more clear than the Mishnah. So I see it Mefurish in the Braisa. So I see Mefurish in the Braisa. This halacha that Tzaris Eishach Shalei Ba'ilamai, Edei Zik is nothing. So isn't this a Raya Tzok the Gemara that Ein Zik is a Kasha Manam Adol Zeyesh Zik Gemara's answers Hamani Rameiri, the Amr Ein Zika. I mean, it's true. You see from this Braisa Ein Zika. But if you look closely at the Braisa, it's a Tesefta, here in the second paragraph of Sachtas Yevamis, the Tesefta actually gives a name to the Tana of the Braisa. It's Rameyer. So the Gemara, Vais Tais, Rameyer must have held Ein Zika. So you can ask me a Kashan Rav Yehuda, who paskin Yesh Zika? We said already. The Shaili Yesh Zika Ein Zika is a Machlokes Amiram. It's also a Machlokes Tanoim. In fact, the Gemara's initial reaction when the Gemara saw the Amiram getting busy with the Sugi of Zika, they said, I don't know, isn't it a Machlokes Tanoim? Just say that Loch is Yesh Zika, say that Loch is Ein Zika. So why is Amiram talking so much about this? This is something that the Tanaim, hundreds of years earlier, had already discussed and debated. So, Zok the Gemara. But the bottom line is, the Tana of this Bryce is Rameyer. Rameyer says the Gemara must hold Ein Zika. Freak the Gemara. Umisfele Rameyer Ein Zika. Is it possible to say Rameyer holds Ein Zika? By the time we learned in the Mishnah, Arba Achin, with four brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters. Umesnu Hanasun Achuyais. And the two brothers that were married to two sisters died. So, what happened? Two sisters just fell a yibum now to two brothers, right? There were four brothers, two were married to sisters. The two that were married to sisters died. So two sisters just fell a yibum. You can't do yibum. Why can't you do yibum? What's the problem? The problem is because each yivama is a choisku kasai. Now that's only true if you hold yesh zika. So you see, the Tana of this Mishnah holds yesh zika. Now who's the Tana of the Mishnah? This is the Mishnah of Arba Achin fame. So if you look at the Mishnah doesn't have a Tana. There is no Tana, which means it's a Stam Mishnah. What's a Stam Mishnah? So it means the Tana b'shez Rameyer. So you see clearly that Rameyer holds Yesh Zika. L'chayrif, Yisol g'dayit l'chasav Rameyer ain't Zika. So if you're going to tell me Rameyer holds ain't Zika, because Rameyer is the Tana, the Tosefta, by Eishas Achshloi Hayibay Lamay, and you're telling me he holds ain't Zika, so that Tosefta seems to hold ain't Zika. So if that's the case, Hani Mitrei Batikas, and these two Yevamas, these two sisters, came from two houses. One was Eishas Ruvain, the other one was Eishas Shimon, Hayli Yabim Chadav, Hayli Yabim Chadav. And there's two brothers. You're right, no one brother can be Miyabim both, but let one brother do Yibim with one, let the other brother do Yibim with the other. So if you hold Yesh Zika, that's the problem. The problem is Achayis Kukasa. But if Rameyer holds Ein Zika, so what's the problem? And for the Gemara, Loilam Ein Zika, Loilam, I'll tell you that Rameyer holds Ein Zika. So why then does Rameyer say everyone should do Chalitza and Mishum de Kasavar, Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yevam? Because Rameyer holds Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yevam. You're not allowed to be Mevatel Mitzvahs Yibim. Okay, the Dilma were concerned, the Adam Yabim Chad, that if one of the brothers is going to do Yibum, which according to Rameyer is fine because he holds Ein Zika, so if you want to be Miyabim one of the sisters, you can be Miyabim the sister. Mayis Idach, the other brother might die. Now, if the other brother dies, it's called Batlas Mitzvahs Yevamin. At this point, there's not going to be Mitzvahs Yibum anymore. Why? Because once the other brother dies, now the only Yavam, three of the four brothers just died. So the only Yavam that's available to do Yibam is the one that's already married to the Yavama sister. She's an Achis Eshtai, which means that there's going to be no Yibam anymore, which means you were just Mevatel Mitzvah Yibam. Now, if he doesn't die, one brother could be Miyabim one, the other brother could be Miyabim the other. But what happens if one of them dies? So therefore, Rameyer said, I don't want you to do Yibam. Do better chalitza. So like this, even if the brother ends up dying, you'll still be able to mekayim a mitzvah. Like this, you'll be able to do something. If you do yibum, so then the yevama becomes your wife, the other one becomes achis ishtoi. That in of itself is not a problem because ain't zika. But at the same time, if you're left as the last brother to do yibum with the other yevama, you're not going to be able to do it. So it's going to come out you a mevatel mitzvah yevama. So therefore, this is a bitter etzah. But the Gemara says, if you ain't zika tevatel, is that a problem? You're not allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yevama. Meaning, if he holds ain't zika, so zika in and itself is not a problem. So you're telling me there's an issue to be mevatel mitzvah yevama. Now we saw the svar already of being mevatel mitzvah yevama in the beginning of the sugya. A bezach the Gemara right now. Is that an issue? You're not allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yevama. L'chayra, why? Meaning, V'i ein Zika, if Rameyer holds ein Zika, ti batel. Da'i Rabbi Gamliel, lama ein Zika. Rabbi Gamliel, shit is ein Zika. And umutu levatel mitzvah yevamet, yet Rabbi Gamliel holds, you're allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yevamet. So what's this Rabbi Gamliel? Another yevamet's case. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, lama, Rabbi Gamliel said, im miyana, miyana, v'im loy miyana, tamten. So the case is, before we go too far into this Mishnah without explaining it, the case is there were two brothers that were married to two sisters. One was married to a gedoyla, and the other one was married to a ketana. The Gedoyla was married midday Raisa. The Ketana was not a Ketana whose father had married her, but rather a Ketana that was married off by one of her other relatives. As a result, she was only married midday Rabbana. So there's two Yevamas. One's married, there's two wives, married to two brothers. The wives are sisters. One's married midday Raisa. The other one's married midday Rabbana. What happens? The one that was married to the Gedoyla died. So again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to the Gedoyla. Shimon's married to the Ketana. They're both sisters. And now Reuven died. So the Gedoyla falls the Yibam. So the question is, what's the halacha now? So you'll tell me it's Achis Ishtoi. No, it's not Pasha that it's Achis Ishtoi. The reason is because it's only Achis Ishtoi based on a Kedushid de Rabbanon. So it's an Achis Ishtoi mid Rabbanon. It's not an Achis Ishtoi de Raiso. So the Mishnah says like this, Im Miyano, Miyano. If Eishes Shimon decides to do Miyon, then it's easy. So then there's no problems here. Then Loi Miyano, in the event that she doesn't do Miyon, said Rabbi Gamliel, Tamtin Ad Shetagdo, Shish Rameir, the brother should wait, Shimon should wait until his wife gets older. Once she gets older, at that point, he'll be boil. Once she's a gedoyla, that's going to now consummate the issues midday rice, because the ketana can only do miyun as long as she's a ketana. But once she's a gedoyla and there's one bila, that already creates kedushin day rice. And at that point, then the other sister is going to be out because she's going to be an aches isha. This is a loaded halacha. Again, you have two brothers that are married to two sisters. The chiddush over here is that one of the sisters was a ketana. Which one? The yavam. His wife is a ketana. And through his kedushin to this ketana, which is a kedushin to Rabbanon, the yavama is now an achis isha. But she's only an achis isha mid Rabbanon. So Rabbi Gamliel said like this, what the yavam should do is he should continue living with his wife, the ketana, and then when she becomes a gedoyla, he'll be boy l'shem kedushin, and then the yavama will be muteris l'shuk, should be an achis isha. That's the eitz over here. That's how you're supposed to go about it. Now one thing is clear. It's clear that Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika. Because if Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika, how could he live with his wife? At the end of the day, she's a chois skukasai. So that would have been a problem. Now he's only married with the Rabbanon. So luchur, that would have been an issue. So you see Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika. You also see Rabbi Gamliel holds that if you want to be mevatel mitzvah yevamim, you can be mevatel mitzvah yevamim. Because he said, wait until she gets older, then figure out a way to get out of this. So what are you going to do? She'll be married with deiraisa, and she'll be an achos isha. So you see Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika, and he holds also levatel mitzvah yevamim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? You're telling me Rameir Shita is ein zika. That's pshat in the Tosefta by Eishes Achshloi by Lomit. Yet you see in the Mishnah in Arba Achin that he holds the Eish Zika. So you say, no, really he holds ein zika. The reason by Arba Achin he said you have to do Chalitza. Now Yibum is because Asa Levato Mitzvah Yibum. Because of a suffix. Because what happens if the brother dies and you just did Yibum to one of the sisters, now the other sister can be an Achis Yisho. That means ein zika Abba Asa Levato Mitzvah Yibum. Right, the Gemara has a shum with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika and Mut Levato Mitzvah Yibum. So Gemara says, what kind of cash is that? The Rabbi Gamliel, the Rameir Karamis, that's a kasha? You're asking a kasha from Rabbi Gamliel onto Rameir. Rameir holds Ein Zika, the Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yevamim. And Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, Umot Levatel Mitzvah Yevamim. The Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamri, this is what I meant to say. Rameir, Chayish, Afil Lesveika. And Rabbi Gamliel, Afil Levadi Lechayish. Does it make sense that Rameir is Chayish for a suffix of Bittel Mitzvah Yevamim? And Rabbi Gamliel is not even Chayish for a Vadai, Bittel Mitzvah Yevamim? Right, where did you see that? Because Rameir said that you can't do Yibam to one of the sisters because of the chashash that maybe the brother's going to die. So it's a suffix bittul mitzvah yibam, because right now the brother's alive. So l'chur, that brother go ahead and do the yibam with chalitza. You're not changing anything. Rameir is worried about a suffix bittul mitzvah yibam. And Rigamil is not even worried about a vada mitzvah yibam. The Gemara says, I don't hear that kasha either. Vosfar kasha does. Duma mandalei chayish. I feel a vada le chayish. The one that's not chayish, not chayish even for a vada. Mandalei chayish. When it's chayish, I feel a sveka chayish. He's chayish even for a suffix. So again, we have a machlokes amayron. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, ein zika. And Rav Yehuda said, yesh zika. Now we know that Rav Yehuda had two very, very famous rabbis, Rav and Shmuel. That's why throughout Shas, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav learned by Rav, and then after Rav passed away, Rav was much older than Shmuel, he passed away before Shmuel, he went to Shmuel's yeshiva, and that's where he learned. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef. Abai told Rav Yosef, Hada Rav Yehuda the Shmuel. This that Rav Yehuda said, that Yesh Zika, he was saying it in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, as opposed to his Rebbe Rav. He said, how do I know that? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. So we had this case already. If Shemeris Yavam, where one of the brothers married the sister of the Yavam. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Oimrim Loi, we tell the brother, Hamtein, wait, meaning don't marry her, Bechuppa yet, no Bia, Achniyaso Chicha Maisa, until your brother goes ahead and does a Maisa. Meaning, because he holds Yesh Zika, and because he holds, you see where my head is, Yesh Zika, so it's for that reason, he said that you should go ahead, and you should not do anything because of Zika. Now, the Omar Shmuel said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we paskin like Yehuda ben Beseira. So in other words, Shmuel just paskin Yesh Zika. So he said, Gavaldik, Sabai told Rabbi Yosef, if Rabbi Yehuda said Yesh Zika, and I know Shmuel holds Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who we said in the beginning of the Sugya, that the Iker Shita in Zika is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so it would come out that he must have been saying it in the name of Shmuel. Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, what do you mean? Because the Eder Rav. Why do you have a problem if it was Rav? I know what you're thinking. My Kasha the Rav of the Rav. You think you'd have a steer in Rav? Because the Sug, what was the first Shita in the Gemara? Who's the man that holds Ein Zika? It was Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Oh, so you know Rav holds Ein Zika. Rav Yehuda said Yesh Zika. If Rav Yehuda meant it in the name of Rav, you'll have a kash in Rav the Rav. Also, he said it's very geschmack, ma'od matim, that it works with Shita Shmuel, who said Allah read the Ben Beser. Because why? Because otherwise you'd be problem. You'd have an issue kash in Rav the Rav. Do mamiroin in the valib of the Rav. No, I don't think that's a taina. Because just because Rav Huna said one thing in the name of Rav and Rav Yehuda said something else in the name of Rav, that's not a steer in Rav. Because you find very often different amiron had different understandings of what that Rebbe said. So he told him, if that's where you're coming from, I'm not masking. So the Gemara says, no. That's not what I meant. I meant to say like this. Kim did when Mishmei de Shmuel behead you. Rav Yosef, Abaye told Rav Yosef, being that Shmuel said Mefurish Yesh Zika, who Mishmei de Rav Ka'amayroi, and Rav we know for sure, Rav Huna holds Ein Zika, even though it's possible that Rav Yehuda heard from Rav that Yesh Zika, Abaloy Shavkinon Mishmei de Shmuel behead you. It's not Mestaber to leave where a mefurish Shmuel umaykmina kamei Rav alibe the Rav, and instead create a machlekes amayron alibe the Rav. Bottom line is the Gemara said that we have a machlekes amayron with the yesh zika or ein zika. Who said ein zika? Rav Huna amar Rav. who said Yesh Zikur Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara clarified that even though we don't know from the Gemara itself, at its surface, whether Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi, said in the name of Shmuel, but the rest of the story is he really said in the name of Shmuel. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Amrita l'shmaita k'mid Rav Zvid Menaharda. I said over this whole shtickle Torah to Rav Zvid Menaharda, that Rav Yehuda must have meant Shmuel. Why? Because number one, we know for sure Shmuel said Allah Rav Yehuda ben Beseri that Yesh Zika, and the, not just that, I know Rav Huna said in the name of Rab that he also ain't Zika, since Mistabri must have said in the name of. So he said, Amar Atan Hachim Aslisala, you had this formulation, Anam Behedim Asli, we had a Mefurish. This is our Messiah. This is what we learn in our Yeshiva. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Mefurish. That Shemeres Yom Shemesa Asabima, Amar Kasava Yesh Zika, and we used to add Va'oz the Shmuel the Tameh, that Shmuel the Shitasa, meaning if Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel Yesh Zika, so Shmuel the Shitasa, Amar Shmuel said, Allah Rav Yehuda, that Allah is agreed by Messiah, and the Mars is Vitzrichi. We needed to hear both things. Meaning, we needed Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel to say that Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Asa Be'ima, and we also needed Shmuel's Psak that Halach is agreed to Ben Beseir, even though they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying, Yesh Zika, the Gemara said, I'll tell you what, because Yesh Mini Yesh Zika had, we only had Shmuel's Halach of Yesh Zika, I mean, I would have thought, Hanimili Bechad, that's only by one brother, Aval Betrei Loi, but by two not, Kamash Malon, so therefore I need to know that Shmuel holds Halachic Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is talking about where there are two brothers, and still he said, Yesh Zika. So you see Yesh Zika even by two brothers. Yesh Min Halachic Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, and he only said Halachic Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Havim Min Michayim. I would have thought maybe that's only true as long as the Zakuk is alive. Aval Achar Misa, like we saw earlier in the Sugya, Pakala Zika, maybe once she dies, the Zika is going to be gone. Kamash one, the Zika bechtil, like Zika is like an Ishus, and just like Ishus doesn't just go away, so too, Zika is not going to go away either. That's why Shmuel had to push it, make it so clear that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, meaning Yesh Zika, Afilu Betrei Yevamin, and his halacha that Shemeres Yavin Shemesa, Asa Be'ima, that Zika bechtil, like Paka. So not only does Shmuel hold Yesh Zika, but Yesh Zika, even when there are two Yavams, that's Chiddush number one, and Yesh Zika also. Because Zika Bechtil like Paki, but the bottom line is, this is really the intro to the sugya of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, the Machloikis Amayraim, which is also a Machloikis Tanaim, as it relates to the Machloikis Amayraim, because that was the primary topic of the daf, the Maskon, it's Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. It's Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, and it's Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Rav holds Ein Zika, and Shmuel holds Yesh Zika, exhale. So just one ha'ara, as it relates, not so much to today's daf, but really to everything that we've been learning. It relates very much to Yevamos. And that is one tshuva. It's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's printed in Evin HaEzer Chelik Beis. It's tshuva Kuf Nun, 150. And it's just an example of a shaila that was asked to Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. And it was Negeya Yevamos. And it's just fest about how he applied different sugyas that we've been learning here in Masechtas Yevamos to answer a real life shaila. So usually when you think of Yevamos, right, you think of all the lamdas and all the Torahs from the Rosh Hashivas. But the truth is, the Dayanim and the Poiskin, certainly of yesteryear, they dealt with a lot of Yevamos shailas as well. And Kedarkim Bakoidish, they were forced to be Madame and Milsa and Milsa and Seichedushim and Meichesh Bainis, very often to be Mater Aguna. And this tshuva is just a classic example of, again, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla, Rabbi Cheska Landau, the Noida B'Yehuda, working through sugis that we've already learned together here in Masechtas Yevamos to deal and address a fascinating shaila. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a woman, she was an Eishes Ish, she was married, and Lo Yaleinu, she was Hamer Dasa. She left the Yiddish Aveg completely, she stopped keeping Shabbos, she no longer kept Torah Mitzvahs. A short while later, her husband died. After her husband died, she remarried. She wasn't religious anymore. So at this point, she remarried a non-Jewish man. And she was married to this man for 20 years. At some point, she chaptzach. She had a hira tshuva. She realized, what's going to be? One day I'm going to have to give din v'cheshbin for everything that I'm doing in my life. And she realized this is not a tachlis. So she became a complete chayza b'tshuva. She moved to a different land. L'makim she'im makir noisa, and she remarried, and this time she married a Jewish man, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Anyway, shortly after she remarries, she chaps, and she remembers that, you know, my first husband, who was a Jew, when he died, we had no children. And I remember he had a younger brother, which means I'm a Shemer Es Yafam, which means I'm not allowed to be married now to the man that I'm married to. It's a loisase in the Torah, loisia eshes ha'meis ha'chutz alish zar. I have a problem. So she starts doing some research. She tries seeing if she could track down this brother. And sure enough, she was able to track him down. The problem is he was in Yenemek Veld, literally. He was on the other side of the world. And as a result, it was going to be impossible for him to go to her. She couldn't get to him. She had a little bit of an issue. She's a Shemeres Yavam from decades ago, from a previous marriage. And Lamaisa, she's not allowed to get married. Because there's a lot in the Torah. There was certainly no Yibam, there was no Chalitza either. So as a result, what is she supposed to do? So she quickly went to her local Bezdin, and she presented the Shaila, and the Bezdin convened, they got together, and they wrote a tshuva. And this was their psak. They said that this woman is allowed to stay married to her husband. You know why? And this is maveldig. They said, because we've determined that in order for the man and the woman to be in the same room, for them to meet each other, it's going to involve tremendous sakon. And loisiyah eishas ameisachutz alishzor is a loisaseh, but it's not a loisaseh you have to risk your life for. Which means that right now it's impossible, and not just impossible, halacha wouldn't allow this couple to do yibum or chalitza, because you can't put your life at risk to go ahead and do a mitzvah. No. It's true there's a lav in the Torah of Laisiyah Eishas HaMesachutz HaLishzar. It's true there's something called Zika. But at the same time, it's only because there's a mitzvah Yibum and there's a mitzvah Chalitza. Well, they can't do Yibum, they can't do Chalitza. And because they can't do Yibum or Chalitza, so Memela, there's no Zika. If there's no Zika, there's no Issa Yivam HaLashuk. If they want to stay married, they could stay married. This is what the Bezdin Paskin. Now, it turns out that one of the Dayanim on this Bezdin was a Talmud of the Noida Yehuda. So he told the Olam that maybe before we move forward with this psak, let me see if I can get my Rebbe's blessing. So he sends this Shaila and their tshuva that they wrote to the Noida Yehuda. So I'll just read to you a few excerpts from the Noida Yehuda and you'll very, very clearly and swiftly see what the Noida Yehuda thought of the psak halacha. So he tells them as follows. He says, "Ube'emes chorali olav ubiyoyser ala shaylam." He says, I can't, this whole Shaila is making me very disappointed. Ki davar zeh, because a Shaila like this, l'gdoyle harabonim agia, l'heishe b'davar chomer. This is something that a qualified bezdin has to paskin on. U'l'ksas poiskin nechshav davar sheba'erva, because it's according to some poiskin, a shemeres yavam that's married to someone other than the yavam is a shayla of davar sheba'erva. U'malet zi'irei hashanim. Why are such young chevra? You just graduated. So what are you doing paskening a shayla like this? And then he says, v'im ki heim charifim gedoyvim. And he says, to be fair, you're a big charif. You're getting involved in this. He says, if you want to spend time, you should learn shas, you should learn poiskim. He says, that's what you should be doing. He says, I know you a little bit. I know you're not such a balkin shulchan aruch. You still have work to do. And he says, and even the things you learned, maybe chazer. But the bottom line is, he says, someone... The fact that you're presenting this Shiloh to me is already disappointing me. I'm skipping a little bit. And then he says, Ure'ei. Then he tells him, afterwards, Ubereisi advarim hazar malalu. He said, this was my reaction when I opened up the envelope. He says, then I read the tshuva. And when I read the tshuva, right? Ubereisi advarim hazar malalu. Hoisafti charoin af yoyser v'yoyser. Says, I got angrier and angrier. And he says, Ure'ei, take a look. Kama gever etzlocha hayaldus v'hashachros. He says, what an immature psak. He says, this is the way you go about a psak halacha. L'hoyrois l'havilcho behevel avolim ke'elu ve'ena dvarim k'day l'hoshev aleim kla. Betzim, I shouldn't even respond. V'roi ato ligor b'cho b'go'or avruzah. I should be yelling and screaming at you. And then he told him afterwards, I know I'm being sharf, of a vitamin li. He says, trust me, she'bishvil ha'noscha v'toivoscha anikoysa l'cho dvarim koshem. I'm doing this for your good. Because you're talented and you're oymid l'gdula, but if you're going to go ahead and write tshuvas like this, you're not going to go anywhere. So as a result, I'm doing this l'tayvascha. It's just kedai to appreciate that, you know, the Noida Yehuda, when he addressed the tshuva, so he addresses it. It doesn't mention the shoyl's name, but he does address him with titles. He writes like this: Shloimim Alpha, Lemande Sakina Charifa, Machvi Churfa, Tavar Kippa. You need Rashi and Tosfos to understand this, but the point is, he was clearly a charif. Moided b'midah tfufa, kfoid ahuvi yedidi, she'er b'sari, they were mishpacha also. Harabani hamufla umuflig v'chachem tuva ha'charif v'shonen. So if you had a lot of respect for the shayla, that's what he told him. He says, I respect you tremendously. But this, Azasar Tshuva. Bekitzer, the Yehuda wasn't masking. He didn't say why he wasn't masking. He didn't have to say why he wasn't masking. The reason he wasn't masking was because it's true that if you can't do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza, there's no Zika. But that's if there's no Nefila Yibam. There's no Nefila. So if there's no Nefila, like an Erev, it doesn't fall Yibam. Over here, there's a Nefila Yibam. Punk, you can't do Yibam because it's a Matzav of Sakana. That's not going to somehow sever the Zika. You have to mamish learn up what the Havamin of this Sakina Harifa, the Choyal in the Noid of Yehuda, was saying, because obviously at Vashtanin, but at the same time, at first glance, at Pasha, it sounds like the Noid of Yehuda's reaction. But either way, this is the shah that was presented to Noid of Yehuda, and this woman wants to know what she should do. So Noid of Yehuda, Kedarki B'Kodesh, sat down, and he wrote an 8-page tshuva, not a short tshuva. So he wrote a long tshuva to try to be... come up with an Eitzah, to try to figure out a way, maybe to be mata this woman, to be able to stay married to her husband, because really, at first glance, we have a little bit of an issue here. We have a loisase of leisiyah eishas hameisachutz lirzah. So again, it's a long tshuva. We'll just mention very, very, very briefly three ha'aris that the Noid of Yehuda had, and it's all tied into things that we're learning. It's mamish nifla. The first thing he said was, is the shaila that was presented was that this woman left the Yiddish derech while she was married. So she was married to a Jewish man, and she was Hamer Dasa. Then her husband died, no children. She went married a guy for 20 years. Then she gets married again, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and she chaps, oops, I'm a Shemeres Yavam from 20 years ago. Right, that's what happened. But the story was that she was Hamer Dasa while she was married. So Noid of Yehuda said that I don't know if it's rachik to say that a woman that's Hamer Dasa, being that she's a mummer now, and we know that a mummer is chashin and kol ha'tayra kula, Kal v'chomer she would be choshen in the area of Gili Arayas. Because Gezel v'Arayas, nafshin shal odem mechamdasen mesavasen. So if she's now a mummer in Shabbos and all these different areas, it's mistaber that she's a choshud when it comes to Gili Arayas as well. If that's the case, it might not be a leap of faith to say that this woman was mezana tachas baila. If she was mezana tachas baila, she's a soita. We know Rav's halacha in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that Sora Soita Asura Mai Taima Tumak Zivba Kairayas, that a Soita has a din of an erfa. She doesn't fall even. So says the Noid Behuda, if we're willing to accept this hanacha that this woman was Mizana Tachas Baila when she was Hamer Dasa, so it would come out she's a Soita. If she's a Soita, she doesn't fall even the Chalit. So the Noid Behuda said, this is my Muschel Rishon, this is my first glance. Eitzah, let's see if we can work with this to try to figure out a way to be mad to this woman. But the Noid of Yehuda says, there's two very obvious problems. Number one, Mechate says she was Mezana. It's possible she was Mezana. A Choshud, yeah. So Lechumra, I would consider a Soita maybe. But you want it to be a Soita Lekula now. You want to say because she's a Soita, so she never fell a Yibam, so she's allowed to get married to an Ishzar without Chalitza. Mechate says, a Choshud. You don't know for sure she's a Soita. But he says, besides, Rav said, Sora Soita Asura, my time at Tumuk Zibba Karais. It might be the most famous line in the entire Masechtas Yevamos, right? One of the most festive sugiyas, Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam, etc., etc. You know what's interesting? La halacha, it's a major machlekes hapoiskim if we paskin like Rav. The Rambam and the Rif and many Rishonim paskin like Rav. That Sora Soita Asura, which means a soita and her tzara, there's no din yibin, there's no din chalitza. Oh, but there are under Rishonim that don't paskin that way. The Ravid, the Meram Rutenberg, the Trumas Hadeshen, they hold that a soita requires chalitza. And you know what the makar is? A gemara that we learned together. A gemara daf gimel amid beis. The gemara said, minyana de reisha l'mutei mai, u minyana de seifa l'mutei mai, chamesh esrei nashim paitra sari seim. That was the minyana de reisha. And then it says, hare elu, that was the minyana de seifa. And the gemara said, minyana de reisha l'mutei mai, minyana de seifa l'mutei mai. And the gemara said, chad l'mutei rav, v'chad l'mutei ravasi. Rashi said, who's rav who holds saras oit asura? Who's ravasi holds saras island as asura? But chad l'mutei rav, that what? That really saras oit is not Osir, because there is no Tumuk Sibba Karayas. So it's a Mefurish Gemara and Daf Gimel Amid Beis, not like Rav. And it's because of that the Raivin, in his Asogas Raivin, doesn't paskin like Rav. He paskin Sora Soit is going to be Mutter. What's the Halach? Is going to require Chalitza. So what's the Halacha? It's Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that Sora Soit Asur like Rav, and the Ramah paskin that Sora Soit is not Osir. And that there is no Tumuk Sibba Karayas. So Zoktenoi de Behuda, for me to tell you that this woman is allowed to stay married to her husband because she's a Soita, and Tumuk Sibba Karayas, so that she never fell a yibum to this achkotin 20 years ago, and as a result, there's no lav of leisiyah she's a meisa chutzal lizar. Two problems. Number one, mechateisa, she was a soita. What do you mean? She went off the derech. She was in chazan. She wasn't keeping Shabbos, and who knows what else she was doing? I hear, but at the same time, you know, you have evidence she was mezana, a choshud that she was a soita vadek. You have no raya. So if that's the case, I can't use that. And he says, besides, halacha lemaisa, there are more paskins, like the Shita Saravid, that a soita is not an erva. So that a soita requires chalitza at the very least, and a tzara soita for sure would require chalitza. So if that's the case, we, the Bnei Ashkenaz, all follow the Ramah, and if we follow the Ramah, l'chayre, that too is going to end up being an issue. So said the Neid Behuti, even though Muscharishin, that I thought might have been an etza, I don't think that's an etza. But he said, I have another plan. Chabnacha plan. And that is, we spoke at yesterday, there's a Shitas HaGa'onim that the Mordechai brings in Perek HaChayletz, and that is that if you have two brothers, but one of the brothers is a mummer, there's no din yibum v'chalitza. Because it says in the Torah, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, and it means that they're achim b'mitzvahs, and if either the achameis Ruvain is a mummer, or the achachai Shimon is a mummer, that would be enough that there should be no mitzvah v'yimum. Says the Neid Behuda, if one of the Yevamin is a mummer, according to the Ga'onim that the Mordechai brings, the Itter brings, there's no Yibum. Maybe if the Yevama is a Mumeres, there would also be no Yibum. So he says, if that's the case, we have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, she was a Mumeres. She was definitely Hamer Dasa. We don't know if she's a Saita. That was a Safik, but she was Hamer Dasa. So if that's the case, she's a Mumeres. If she's a Mumeres, so maybe we can invoke the Chiddush of the Mordechai. And if that's the case, maybe that's going to be an Eitzah. Obazak Tunayi, you'd have two problems here as well. The first problem I have is that the Mordechai only said it regarding the Achim. He never said it with regards to the Mumeres. And Befrat, based on the Lumdus that we spoke at yesterday, it's all a din in Achim, right? The Ach is defining the man in this picture, not the woman. Over there, they have to be Achim and Mitzvahs. There you have the Lumdus of the Avni Meluim. But the point is, it's only regarding the men. It's Reuven and Shimon, but regarding the Yevama, you don't find anywhere that she has to not be a Mumeres. So Kobi Mumeres falls Liyibim. And he says, besides, we spoke at the Beis Yosef, who is Matmiya, Betkifus Gedoyla, on the sheet of the Ga'inim, and the Shitasa in the Mechaber, he said, clearly not that way. So number one, we don't really, the whole halach of the Mardchai, and the Shitas of Ga'inim was only in the Gay of the Achim, you don't find anywhere regarding the Mumeres, and he speaks out by Arichos why he thinks that it should be different, Befrat if the Makar is Achim, so Achim is defining the man, it's not defining the Yavama, and besides, the Pashas, we don't paskin that way anyways. So if we don't paskin that way, so L'chayra, that wouldn't be an Itza either. But then the night we just said, I have a Itza. I have a chap. I was thinking about this, and he said, I have another chap. And maybe this is going to help us. And that is, we learned today the sugya of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. And what we saw in the sugya is Machlekes Amiram, it's also Machlekes Tanan. But the primary source to this Machlekes of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, is a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir and the Chacham. What was the case? The case was, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, he left over no children. So that Reuven's wife fell a yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shimon then goes, and Shimon is Mekadesh, the sister of Eishes Reuven. Which means that right now, the woman that Shimon wants to marry is this Achos Kukasa. So the question is, could he go forward with this marriage or could he not go forward with this marriage? It was Machlokes Tanot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, we tell Shimon, Hamtein mi lichnois ad sheyasa achicha maisa. Don't do chuppah, don't get married, no bia. Until Levi goes ahead and does either Yibum v'chalitza. Because as long as Eishes Reuven is a Yevama, so it comes out, your wife that you want to be married to is now Achos Kukascha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir holds Yesh Zika, and that's a problem. The Chacham argued, because the Chachamim hold Ein Zika. That's the Gemara that is the primary source to the Machloikis of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. Tosfos on today's daf, on the top of daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, Omari, the reset, the davka kidesh oimrim lehante milisa. The only time we tell the brother to wait, achayasa achicha maisa, is in the event that all Shimon did was mekadesh the sister of the skuka. But what would be if he actually did nesuin? Let's say he went and there was a nesuin. There was a full-fledged nesuin. At that point, we would say, forget about Zika. At that point, we would say, you don't have to worry about it and you could just stay married. And the lumdus is pashit. The lumdus is because once Shimon marries his Yevama's sister, his Yevama is not his Yevama anymore. Because now she's a regular Geheirige Achos Ishtoi. And Achos Ishtoi is one of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. In fact, it's the Makar, it's the Iker of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. That's where it says Oleo and Litzra. And she's not going to be Yavam anymore. If she's not going to be Yavam anymore, there's not going to be a problem of Achos Kukasa. In other words, Tosfos says that in the event you have a Yavama that falls Liyipum, and then later something happens, and as a result she becomes an Erva, so now there's nothing to worry about anymore. She's not a Yavama anymore. Now, it's not okay what you did. Also Levatul Mitzvah Yavamin, Mutta Levatul Mitzvah Yavamin, but at the same time, an Erva she's not. Right, what was the case? Again, let's just be clear again. Reuven died, left over Shimon and Levi. Shimon now, in Tosfos' case, did Nisuin to Reuven's wife's sister. At that point, the Yavam is a full-fledged Achis Ishtoi. And if that's the case, there's no Yibam anymore. So there's no reason to be Hamtein. What do you have to be Hamtein for? Because of Achis Kukascha? She's an Achis Ishtoi, a regular Achis Ishtoi. And because she's a regular Achis Ishtoi, there's no problem anymore. So said today, the Behuda have a Chap. Here's the Chap. It's true, this woman is a Yavama. She fell a Yibam 20 years ago. But now she got married. So now that she's married, she's an Erva to the Yavam. What's the Erva? Ish. That's the erva. Tosfos said on the Afyuram and Aleph, Reb Chaim Eshesachtem Emelo Balas Tanai, Ish is Eichet an erva. So right now she's an erva. If right now she's an erva, she's Potem and Ayyubim and Achalitza. So if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. Just like Tosfos says that if she would become an Achis Isha after the Nefil Yibum, you have nothing to worry about. She became an Eishes Ish. Ein Lucha Erva G'day L'mizu. So if now she's an Eishes Ish, so she's done. If that's the case, it's not going to be a problem. Abzokten Eil Yehuda, this is a good chap. But the problem is, it's not so poshit that when this woman got married to this man, that the Kedusha was even chal. Because it's a Gemara later, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis, whether Kedushin is Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, or Kedushin is not Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk. Meaning, what happens if Yevama goes ahead L'Shuk and she decides she wants to get married? Is the Kedushin Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, or is the Kedushin not Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Minayin she'in Kedushin Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, she'nemer lo'i see eishes ha'meis ha'chutza l'rzar, le'itehei ba'havaya. L'rzar, it doesn't work. Shmuel amar, Shmuel says, ba'aniyo senu. He says, I think that Tzricha get, she does need a get. Masafkele l'shmul, Shmul was Mesopik. But the bottom line is, Rav Shita is that Kedushin is not Tovis B'Yavam L'Shok. Shmul Shita is, it's a Sofik if Kedushin is Tovis B'Yavam L'Shok. So said the Neid B'Yehuda. According to Rav, my Eitzah doesn't start. Because according to Rav, she's a Yavama. If she's a Yavama, so her Kedushin was never Tovis to this man. She's not married. She's not married. She's not an Eishnish. Not an Eishnish. Then it's a nice Chav, but the Eitzah is not going to work out. The only way it could work is according to Shmuel. The problem is even Shmuel said Mesafkele, it's only a Sofik. So if it's only a Sofik, it's only a Sofik that it's going to work. If it's a Sofik that it's going to work, the Sfeiket Reis L'Siyesh Sameis HaChutz L'Rizar, so that's also going to be a problem. In other words, the Neid B'Yudah said at three Eitzes, all three Eitzes seem to fall short. First Eitz was, maybe she's a Saita. Maybe she's a Saita. She was Hamer Dasa, so maybe she was Mezana. If she was Mezana, a Saita doesn't fall Yibam. So the Neid B'Yudah have two problems with that. Number one, Mehechate says she was Mezana. And number two, the Ramos Shita is, like derived, that a Saita is not Asura. A Saita requires Chalitza. So that Lucher is not going to be an Eitzah. Then he said, I have a second. Maybe she's a Mumeres. She was definitely a Mumeres. So maybe we can invoke the Chiddush of the Mardchai. But Pasha, that's only the Yavam. Not if it's the Yavama. So that's not going to be Eitzah either. But he said, maybe she's an Eitzah Ish. Now she's an Eitzah Ish. So if now she's an Eitzah Ish, an Eitzah Ish is an Erev. An Erev is Patman Achlitz Ben Ayibam. Yeah, but that's only true according to one side in Shmuel. According to Rav, she's not an Eitzah Ish because the Kedusha wasn't Teufels. And according to Shmuel, it's Mesavkalik. So Lucher is no Eitzah. We have to figure this out. So Zokhtinayt Behuda, I'll tell you what I think we can do. We can create a Svek Sveika. What's a Svek Sveika? So we have to buckle our seats. Said, no, the Behuda, maybe the Eitz is like this. I'm comfortable going out on a limb. He has two Nuschois of the Svek Sveika, but for the sake of relative simplicity, we're just going to pick one. So Neid B'Yudah says like this, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, Kedai ha-mechaber, lismay cholov b'shas ha-trak, v'kedai ha-ramam, v'harith, roiv g'day le-rishonim, lismay aleihem b'shas ha-trak, that the halach is like Rav, that tzaras erva is also, which means that an erva, a soita is an erva, and there's no yibam, there's no chalitza. So we're going to take that hanoch, even though the Ramos is not that way. Abin is the Shita Sashulchan Aruch, and for sure, Kedai, all these Gedoilim in a situation like this, which is very much, is a Chezeres Petshuva, this is very much a situation of a Shas Hadchai. He said, the problem is, she's not a Saita. She's not a Saita. She was Hamer Dasa. She might be a Saita. Aber sagt ihr noch der Behuda, a Safik Saita sicher she is. You can't tell me she's not a Safik Saita. She's sicher a Safik Saita. So because she's a Safik Saita, because she's for sure Chashid. So Safik Saita, she's going to be. So we have a woman that's a Safik, she might be a Saita. And if she might be a Saita, she might be Potter. She might be Potter from Yibam and Chalitza. This woman also got married. We paskin like Shmuel that it's a suffix where the Kedushin is Toifis Biyavam Alashok. Which means there is a tzad that she's married. Shmuel's psak was Misafkale. That's his psak. And we paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch. So she's suffix Mikudeshes. On the tzad she's Mikudeshes, she's an HSS. She's an Arab. She doesn't fully Yibam. Since then, I have two tzadim lahakil. I have one tzad lahakil, maybe she's a Saita. I have another tzad lahakil, that maybe she's an HSS. She's bottom and Ayyubim and Chalitza, and that's my Yetzah, said the Noid Yehuda. I think maybe we can work this out. Then the Noid Yehuda was Chayzer, and he said, I don't know. I'm not sure. He said, because even though it's Mavur and Tois, Vistaf Yud Chasam and Beis, that if a woman, a Yavam, would become an Achis Isha after the Nefilah Yehubim, it would knock out any Zika, but Eshesish might be different. He says, a Svara to be Mechalik, his Svara is. Whatever, no time. But he says a Svara L'chalik, and then he says he thinks he remembers seeing the Svara in one of the Rishonim, and then he says he thinks it might have even been in a Tosfos, but he says he can't find the Tosfos now. That's what Noid Yehuda said. On the side of the Noid Yehuda, there's a Haggah from the Noid Yehuda's son, Rav Shmuel Landau, Mi Ben HaMechaber, and he said the Tosfos is the top Tosfos in Masechet Zivamos, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Ayin Sham. Again, we'll have to say this for another way. But that's what the Noid Yehuda said. So Maisi ended up being Chayzer. But his Eitzah was to create a Svek Sveka. What would the Svek Sveka have been? The Svek Sveka would have been, it's a Suffolk, she might be a Saita, and even if she's not a Saita, but there's also a Suffolk that she might be an Eishes Ish. A Saita is Tumik Sibba Karayis, Eishes Ish is also Tumik Sibba Karayis. So based on the Svek Sveka, this is the Eitzah that he wanted to have. But let's just go a little bit more. We went this far. Let's take it one step further. Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser in Shailos Hachuvas Achiezer. And this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simon Beis, right at the beginning of the Simon. He was discussing a similar Shaila, and he brings this Psak from the Noid of Yehuda. The Eitzah of the Noid of Yehuda wasn't his final psak, but the Eitzah of the Noid of Yehuda, where the Noid of Yehuda wanted to create a Svek Sveka, where he wanted to come up with an Eitzah. So he says, it's a Tamir to me, the Noid of Yehuda Svek Sveka. Why? And this is going to tie into Ray that we spoke about last week, and that will end. And that is because the Noid, what was the Noid of Yehuda Svek Sveka? It's a Suffolk, she might be a Saita. It's also a Suffolk, she might be an HSS. What's the Suffolk, she might be a Saita? This woman's a Choshet. She might have been Mizana. And on the side that she was Mizana, she's a Saita, Tumak Sibak Harais. And even though Shutz Machalik is Mechaber Ramah, or Bekidaya Mechaber Varamah Varifles Mechaleim, and Azam start Maisim et Asha Satcha. Right, that was the Eitz of Noid Behuda. But the Noid Behuda is basically telling me that if you have a woman, and you have a Suffolk that she might be a Saita, the halacha is, Mi Suffolk, we have to consider her as a Saita. Tumak Sibak Harais. We could be mitzarefit the svek sveka, but if you have a suffix that she might be a soita, the way you look at it is as a suffix to that maybe she's a soita vad. I have two rayas that a suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita in the world of tumak sibak rayas. His first raya is from the Gemara in Soita da Feyam Beis, where the Gemara asked the kasha suffix soita da loches chaylatzes flame sabemis. Right, the Gemara v'tosiyav nami yevume. Why do chalitza? Why can't you do yibum? And the Gemara needed makayres, either a pasik or a kal v'chaymer. Frek toisves in yivam is taf yud aleph amar aleph. In the sugi of tzara soita, what's the Gemara's kasha v'tosiyav nami yevume? There's a havamina that you should be able to do yibum with a suffix soita. Every suffix soita is a Suffix Saita Vadai. If a Saita Vadai is Tumak Sibba Karayis, so then the Chayra Suffix Saita Vadai should be Misuffix Tumak Sibba Karayis. So what was the Havamini? You should be able to do Yibam. The other Kasha that Reb Chaim Moser asks is the Rambam Paskins that the Tzara of a Suffix Saita is Oichai Letzes, Oimes Yabemes. That's the Halacha. The Tzara of a Suffix Saita, if you want to do Yibam, you can do Yibam. Why? Because there's no Din Tzara Suffix Saita. The Rambam Paskins, like Rav, Tumak Sibba Karayis, so Tzara Saita is Asab Yibam B'chalitza, but the Tzara of a Suffix Saita is Oichai Letzes, Oimes Yabemes. So we spoke out that the Velt asks, that L'chaira, how could the Tzara of a Suffix Saita be Oichai Letzes, Oimes Yabemes? Every Tzara Suffix Saita is a Tzara's Suffix Saita Vadai. And if a Saita Vadai Tzara can't do Yibum, then a
tzara sofik soita should also not be able to do yibum.
But what do you see from here? You see from these two kashas, said Reb Chaim Moshe, that when you have a woman that's a sofik soita vadai, we don't treat her like a sofik soita vadai. She's not treated like a sofik soita vadai. You see it from the Gemara's kashas in soita daf heyam adbeis, where the Gemara said v'tasiyah benami yevumi, and then you see it again from the Rambam's psak that the tzara of a sofik soita is oicheletzes aymesiyah bemes. Why don't you say that mi sofik? She might be a soita vadai, and if misafik, she's a soita vadai, you should have a problem. So Reb Chaim Moshe said, it's clear that you don't treat a suffix soita that way. If you don't treat a suffix soita that way, so he said, I don't understand the Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda was considering this woman to be a suffix soita, l'chumra, l'chayra, she's not a suffix soita, because even a suffix soita, we don't treat like a suffix soita. There's no etl'chayra for that. So l'chayra, he did, says, Reb Chaim Moshe, I don't understand the Noda Behuda's reasoning that being that she's a choshek because she was heimer dasa, we should look at her as a suffix soita vadai. No such thing as a suffix soita vadai. There is no such mitzias. How do I know that? Because the Gemara said in soita heimer base, do yibum. What do you mean do yibum? She might be tumak sibar karayas. And the Rambam says there's no din by the tzara. What do you mean there's no din by the tzara? Misafik, there should be a problem with the tzara. The Teretz says there is no such halacha. So if no such halacha, what's pshat in the Noda Behuda? It's a bomb kasha. This is the kasha of Reb Chaim Moshe. So I saw in the Likutei Aris, in the back of the Noda Behuda, they bring the Reb Aaron Kotler, the Sheshiva Zatzal. So in his Shailos Hatshuvas Mishnas Reb Aaron, it says in Chelik Beis Simen Samach Talitz of Kotan Tazayin. He said the Teretz Reb Chaim Moshe's kasha is pashut. It's the raid that we spoke out on Daf Yud Aleph. It's true, it's mavur from Reb Chaim Moshe's rayas that the suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita vadai. But it's not always. There's no such thing as suffix when it comes to a soita. In every area in halacha, there's something called a soita, a suffix. But when it comes to soita, there's no such thing as suffix. The only reason the Gemara asked the kasha with the siyab and nami yevumi in soita heyam at beis, the only reason the Rambam paskins that the tzara of a suffix soita can do yibam adu chalitza, isn't it a suffix? The teretz is because the Gemara in soita heyam at beis and that Rambam was talking about a suffix soita, quote unquote. What's a suffix soita? That's a woman that had kinoi, that had stira, and as a result, the Torah said, you need to be concerned. Maybe there's an issue. Over there, it's true that suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita vadai. And the lumbus, like Reb Chaim said, is because at the end of the day, what evidence do you have that an avera happened? The only evidence you have is that there was a stira. That's really the evidence that you have. The Gemara says, Eino Yisrin Ala Yichud, Kedushin Pei Aleph. Nervos, there's a chiddush ha-toyre that when there's kinui, you have to be concerned. But Reb Chaim said that the chiddush ha-toyre of suffix soita is that we even dan it like a suffix. And that's why you said lumdis that it only applies to some dinim, it doesn't apply to tomik sibakarais, or the lumdis of Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is, there's a fundamental difference between a suffix soita and a suffix soita vada. It's not the same thing. A suffix soita is not really a suffix. It's a chiddush ha-toyre that we dan it like a suffix. So over there it's true, as it relates to the din tumak sibakarais. So Meirein over Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim Briska already was mechadish to all the lumdei of the sugyas of the suffix soita, that a suffix soita is not considered a suffix soita vadai when it comes to all the dinim of Yavamis. Of if you have a woman that you are suspicious, legitimately, she might be a soita, what, you're going to tell me you don't treat her like a suffix soita? It's not a hefgevelt. How can you not treat her like a suffix soita? And being that soita vadai is an erva, so if you had a woman that was a suffix soita vadai, you would have to treat her like a suffix erva. And that's why the Noida Behuda and this truva treated this woman like a suffix soita vadai, and that's how he was cheshbe his halachas of svek sveka. But the bottom line is, this is a classic tshuva from the Noda Behuda. It's classic from the beginning, from the shaila to the Noda Behuda's reaction to the way the shaila was presented to him, and to the psak of the Yinger Abunim, and to the koyach that teira of the Noda Behuda, to the way the Noda Behuda is being mefalful in all the sugyas that we've been learning together in Masechtas Yevamis, and then just with a little bit of a digging just a little deeper knaich from Reb Chaim Moshe and Reb Aaron based on the Heilige Reid from Reb Chaim Briska. And we will end here.